Hello. Welcome to the Missing Piece podcast. I'm Dr. Bill Herron from Providence Treatment. The mind is one of the most intriguing and complex aspects of the human person. You cannot point to the mind, yet it exists. A meditating physician once explained to me that the mind is a gland that excretes tens of thousands of thoughts each day. Most people identify with these thoughts and subscribe to them as if they were true and part of who they are. There seems to be a non-space between the thoughts in your head and your self-concept or the way you feel about yourself. Each person has a mind, and unfortunately most people have a mind that is restless, wandering, controlling, and sometimes even deceiving. When someone says, "I gave him a piece of my mind," it usually represents a brash, insulting message that is not taken as a gift. If that was a piece of their mind, imagine the rest of it. In this book, I intend to share with you a piece of my mind, the part of my mind that is worry-free, awake, and calm. The restlessness of the human mind is the cause of great human suffering. Most people, whether awake or asleep, are strongly influenced by a mind on overdrive that excretes thoughts with mostly untrue chatter or storytelling, which puts them in a state of anxiety and discontentment. The typical message of the restless mind is to inform you that, quote, "There is a problem and you are not okay," end quote. Usually, the problem is constructed and pertains to past or future events that are not present in the here and now moment. Oh, by the way, the restless mind will never offer a solution to that problem, since the focus is either the problem message, past negative experiences, or anxiety about anticipating or upcoming unknown future events. It simply declares that things are not in order. Even when there is a true problem in your life and you become aware of yourself in that moment, the problem will be separate from whether you are or you're not okay. In most cases, the affirmation that you are okay, even in the midst of difficulties, can help to bring perspective and less drama in the moment. To carry such a fragile and constructed sense of self contributes to the predictable reactivity to situations and others, while seeking frequent reassurances through persistent worries. For example, I recently planned a trip to France. One evening after booking the flight, my mind generates messages, "Well, you know it's going to be hot and humid there, and there may be a safety issue on the flight getting there, and by the way, your French is no good." I was sitting in my home office at the time. It was a quiet, beautiful summer evening. The messages were like an alert system signaling you have a problem. I had a choice at the moment to subscribe to the mind's restlessness and begin to doubt my decision to spend a holiday in Paris, or to direct my conscious awareness to the birds chirping and Max, my chocolate lab, looking at me with his tail wagging. I chose to stay in the here and now moment and had a calm evening. By the way, the messages moved on after a minute or two. If I chose to subscribe to these restless mind messages, I have increased fear and doubt about taking the vacation. It might have ignited old fears that I have about flying, or confirming a negative thought about myself. Taking these unreal and mostly untrue messages and making them real would place me in a delusional state of worry and fear. My choice not to subscribe to these problematic thought messages kept me in the present moment, instead of generating an anticipatory anxiety about the story of my restless mind was creating. And by the way, I had a great time in France. Thank you for this portion, listening to this portion of the podcast, and I look forward to sharing with you more in the future. Thank you.